Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Bonnie James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your host, the Jazz Queen, and Mike Reynolds.
Hello, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, the smoothest show on internet radio. This is the Jazz Queen and Mike. How
yes,
go
what's going on, Terry?
Hi.
What's going on with you?
All right. I'm all excited to see how your party went last night.
Oh, everything was great. Everything was great. The place was nice. Like I said, they had a nice turnout and everything. The DJ had some good music planned. So it was a good vibe. It was a good feel.
All right. I am so happy for you. That is so cool. Great.
Thanks.
You had a good turnout and everything, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, very good.
All right. All right. Well, next party is going to be even better. Even better. All right. So our guest today is Paulette Dozier. She is a jazz singer, and she will be calling in at about 1:15 my time. But I want to say that Melba Moore on Facebook posted a prayer request for Teddy Pendergrass, but she did not go into details. So I Googled his name, and he is in the hospital in Philadelphia. He's been in the hospital for about a month, and the nature of his illness has not been publicly, known. They won't say what it is publicly. But he and his new wife, Joan, addressed the rumors and expressed gratitude to his loyal legion of fans. And Teddy said that, "I wish to thank my fans for their prayers, concerns, and love. While I have faced recent health challenges, I am in the care of my wonderful doctors, wife Joan, and family."
Okay.
So we want to send our thoughts and prayers out to Teddy Pendergrass. He was in that car accident some years ago, so he had a spinal cord injury, and he's been paralyzed ever since. So our thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family. And yesterday, thanks to Paul Taylor's show, we reached 10,000 listens yesterday. So I'm excited about that. And I think when I checked yesterday after the show, it was 10,040 to be exact. So that's good. So I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
And also,
that was a good interview, too. Even though Paul was only on for a little while, that was a good interview.
It was a great interview. It was a good interview. And the concert was good last night. He was in the room. The venue was a lounge. Nice venue. Not too big, not too small, intimate lounge. It was really, really good. It was really nice. So I totally enjoyed him last night. And yesterday, Mike, I talked to one of the hosts on Blog Talk Radio, and we got to talking about iTunes, because Blog Talk Radio, if you're a host on the website, they automatically upload your shows to iTunes. And I have an iTunes account, but I never really took the time to go look at the account and see what was there. So I went on yesterday and checked it out, and we got a couple of reviews. One review was from a guy that listened to the tribute show of Wayman Tisdale, and he thanked us for doing the show. He really enjoyed that. And we got another review from a Amazon Princess. This review was written on June 22nd, and it says, "Thank you, Terry and Mike. Since my local smooth jazz station went off the air, I was not up to speed on what's going on in the smooth jazz world until I found this podcast. Not only does it feature new releases from established artists, but it also spotlights new and independent artists. Whether you're a jazz aficionado or just a casual fan, you'll appreciate the interviews, music, and news presented in this podcast. Thank you, Terry and Mike, for all your hard work in supporting the smooth jazz genre.
Oh, that was nice. I like that. That was very nice.
Yeah. So there was no option for me to reply to her post. So Amazon Princess, if you are listening, thank you so much for that review. Thank you.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that. That was great. And the that's the result of the 10,000 listens is a combination of those that listen to the archive shows and those that download the podcast. That's where our 10,000 listens came in. So a huge, 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 huge thank you to all of the listeners that support Talking Smooth Jazz and tune in every week and listen to the show. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yes, very much.
Yeah.
And then we're gaining new fans, too. And we're gaining a lot of the smooth jazz artists like Antoine. Antoine listens now. So that was very nice that Antoine called in yesterday. So, you know, Antoine, Elizabeth Miss, a lot of those young artists that, you know, we still keep in contact with even after we, you know, do the show. So that's very
nice, right.
Too.
Exactly. And I have one of my old co-hosts / producers on the phone, Gary. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Terry. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Meet Mike Reynolds.
How you doing,
Mike?
Gary?
How are you?
How are you?
Doing
I'm
good.
Okay.
Good.
So Gary was with me in the very beginning when Ken G was my co-host. Him and Gary helped me out with the show at the very beginning. And so I'm really happy to see him in the chat room. He helped me a lot with the chat room back then. And just answering the questions and posting stuff, and we had a lot of fun. So I'm really excited to see you here, Gary, and have you on the phone. So thank you.
Thank you. I had a lot of fun. It was a great experience, and I've been gone for so long, I've missed out on a lot, and so I figured I would stop by and say hello.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Now, I have a phone call here. Let me see who this is. Area code 786. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hey, Terry.
Yes.
This is Sam Gunning.
Hi, Sam. How are you? This is Miss Dozier's manager. How are you doing?
Doing great. Doing great. And listening to the program here. We're getting ready here. We couldn't hardly wait.
Well, if she.
We're just enjoying this so much. We just had to talk with you right now, you know, and just jump on in.
Well, that's not a problem. Not a problem at all. If she wants to go ahead and call in, she can.
We surely will.
Okay.
We were having such a good time. We just said, hey, you know what? Let's start the party now. I'm going to hand it over to you.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, Miss Doze. Now, I know I'm mispronouncing your last name, and I want to apologize in advance for that.
Well, try
please
it.
Pronounce it for me.
Dozier.
Dozier. Thank you. Thank you. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. We're very excited to have you on the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Terry.
Oh, you're so welcome. Let me give you a proper introduction. Paulette is a versatile jazz singer, an accomplished stage actress in musical and children's theater, a commercial and photography model and voiceover performer. Paulette is an all-in-one professional polished package. She can do it all, and she has a track record on 3 continents to prove it. Her current CD is called Over and Over Again. And Paulette, let me just say that I love the cover.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Very sophisticated. Very nice. Nice.
What attracted you to the cover?
I think the hat.
Are you a hat lady also?
Yeah, Terry has a thing with some hats now.
I think the hat. And red is my favorite color, so I like the red. And I just love the way that you're sitting in the chair. You know, it's just not, you know, a conventional pose. It's okay. Really nice. I really like it.
Well, I must admit, I had a little bit of Tina Turner in mind whenever I took that pose. I don't remember exactly which of her CDs that she was sitting in a chair, but I vaguely remembered something, and I thought, okay, let me try this. And it just worked.
And you know, you kind of look like her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
A compliment.
And when I was doing my research on you, I came across another picture of you in this beautiful gold gown.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Well, thank you.
So how?
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I was
how
going.
Long...
okay, you go on.
Sorry.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you, how long have you been modeling?
Oh boy, I'll put it like this. The way that I got into the performing arts was as a model, and I started at 15. And, of course, you know, as at that age, you go to – where do you go? You go to Barbizon. So I went to Barbizon in New York, and then from there on I started doing some work in the industry.
Okay. And may I ask how tall you are?
Well, actually, I'm short for a runway model, but I'm 5'6", and I
okay.
actually did most of my work in the showrooms there on 7th Avenue. Between 18 and 21, I was mainly on 7th Avenue. But because I was that height and because of the style of walking for that era, I did a lot of the junior lines. But, you know, every now and then they would call me for some runway shows because of the way that I carried myself.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can understand why.
It was
You're
sassy
very...
back then. It was sassy
oh,
back
yeah.
in the 70s.
Well, I have to say that you are a very beautiful woman, and you take gorgeous pictures.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Gorgeous pictures. So, all right, tell us about the new CD Over and Over Again.
Okay, Over and Over Again, first it was released back in 2007. And
okay.
like most of the music that I do, I do a lot of covers of music from the 40s, and they are love tunes. But also I've also included a couple of original tunes, the title tune, of course, Over and Over Again. And
mm-hmm.
then Together Yet Alone is another. And my songs are always, they always have some sort of love theme. And my producer, Mike Levine, he did an excellent job in all the arrangements and the selection of musicians as well. I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to all of the tunes, but the musicianship is outstanding.
Mm-hmm. I have listened to some of it, yes.
Okay. Now, the title tune actually was inspired, you know, and it's a song that came to me because of a moment when I was missing someone who was very close to me. And then, you know, we got together, and if you listen to the song, you'll know exactly what happened. And I'm a married woman. I'm a married
woman.
And so it was a lot of fun writing that tune. At least being
okay.
inspired to write it.
Now, you used to play.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Terry, but like, you know, you mm-hmm. do a lot of things and everything. In addition to having, you had a modeling and talent school at one time. But you used to also play sax, but why did you stop playing sax?
Well, I'll put it like this. I let the sax go whenever I first entered college in New York at Brooklyn College. Honestly speaking, I was very good and really taken with the horn whenever I was in high school. And, in fact, I played with an all-male orchestra while I was playing. But then whenever I tried to get into the music department at Brooklyn College, it was a bit more difficult for me at that moment, so I decided to let it go for a while. However, whenever I went over to Italy, I went on tour with a group, and once those guys learned that I played, they forced me basically to pick it up again because it was the thing to do to see a girl with the sax and who can wail on the sax. And the time of Terrence Trench D'Arby, which I had to do some of his music for them, they made me pick it up, and I played it for a while. But after that, after so many performances and that saxophone, you know, messing up my look as far as my lipstick, I didn't think it worked that well for me. So I said, okay, this is it. This is the last I'm going to do with this horn. So I gave it to my daughter, who is a flutist and who wants to learn to play the sax. So that was the reason. It messed up my lipstick a little bit too much.
Oh, my God. That's funny. Okay. Well, that answered my next question, because I was going to ask you if you were playing the sax on the CD, so I guess not.
Oh, no, and by no means would I ever try to compete against the man who is playing that sax, who happens to be Ed Gaillier. He is a mega giant in that department.
Okay. Well, let's take a listen to, I have three songs that I've chosen to play, You'll Never Know, Together Yet Alone, and Does Anybody Really Know What Time It Is?
Oh, okay.
Okay, so let's listen to one of those. Let's start with You'll Never Know. So what's the story behind this one?
Well, actually, You'll Never Know is a tune from the 40s, and the original piece has nothing to do with the arrangement. It doesn't sound anything like the arrangements that I've done here, and it was a song written for a movie by the name of Hello, Frisco, Hello, and it was first performed by the actress Alice Faye, F-A-Y-E. She was a really big star back in those days, and I fell in love with it when I heard her sing it, and also Nat King Cole did a version of it, and I loved it even more. And so for a while, I performed it the way that it was originally written. But then, as always, when I put it in the hands of Mike Levine, he heard the song and he put it together. He thought about the way that I perform on stage, and he put the two ideas together, and the results is what we put on this CD.
Okay, this is called You'll Never Know.
how much I care. And if I tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you. You ought to know, 'cause I told you so a million more times. You went away and my heart went with you. I speak your name in my every prayer. And if there is some other way to prove that, well, I love you, I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know now. Well, you'll never know if you don't know.
All right, You'll Never Know from the Over and Over Again CD. You have a nice voice.
Well, thank you. Thanks so much, Gary.
I would like to read a review from jazzmonthly.com. It says, while the term Renaissance woman might often be used to hype artists beyond their true array of talents and accomplishments, it's appropriate and maybe even an understatement when trying to capture the essence of the remarkable Paulette Dozier. I'm mispronouncing that. I apologize. Dozier.
Okay.
That's a great review there, right there.
Sounds good to me.
Oh, yeah, really nice. So now you are, where are you? Are you located in Florida?
In Miami, actually.
Okay, and are you traveling outside of Miami for, you know, shows?
Well, I just finished up what I called my cornbread tour, and my promoter and I, we went to some really nice places. We did Atlanta and South Carolina, and we did the Big Apple as well. Mm-hmm. And in New York, when we were in New York, I had a really great time over at none other than the Lenox Lounge up in Harlem.
Okay.
We had a ball, and it was my first time actually playing in an ambience of that kind. You know, I don't know if you've ever visited the Lenox Lounge, but there's a bar, and then there's a reserved lounge area. So I really didn't know what to expect, and I'm not ever told very much about the venues where I go, but generally they're theater settings. However, this one was something very different and a lot more intimate, but oh my goodness, so much fun. And I can tell you, the Europeans, they love going up that way, going uptown.
Really?
Yes, people from all over. It was quite a pleasant surprise for me to go up there, and we really did have a blast. And my band, they enjoyed it, because what I do is not typical of a jazz vocalist. I try to combine most of the things that I do on stage, which is the dancing and the interaction with my audience, and that, I would say, is what really helps me to hold on to the people who like to see my performance, and that's getting them involved.
Okay.
And as I say, when I get up there, I tell them, I'm not up here just for me to entertain you, but I want to be entertained too. So I make that happen as well. We had a good time up there at the Lenox Lounge and also at the Metropolitan Room, which is down in Chelsea.
Okay. Now, who have you performed with?
Well, during the, as far as performing with, I'm not quite, you mean, who have I, tell me.
Well, I read that you performed with Roy Ayers and Erykah Badu. You have opened for them?
I had the pleasure of opening for them not so long ago for the big jazz festival that happens in Miami, the Jazz in the Gardens Festival that's hosted by Tom Joyner. Well, they invited me to open for that, and can you believe it? It was a very successful 2-day festival that drew 34,000 people. So
Wow.
Now, if you haven't been here, Terry, then you need to get down here for that.
Wait a minute. I didn't even know Tom Joyner was hosting a jazz festival.
Oh,
that's the first
yes.
I've heard of that.
Well, that festival is sponsored by the City of Miami Gardens in Miami, and they have Tom Joyner hosting it. And if I'm not mistaken, it was the fourth festival. It was their fourth year. And
wow,
this year
okay.
It was mega exciting. So yes, I did have the pleasure of opening up for Erica and for Roy Ayers.
Now, you're not just a jazz vocalist. You're a trilingual jazz vocalist. What other languages are you fluent in?
Oh, hablo español e anche italiano. I speak Spanish and also Italian.
Wow.
Now
how long did it take for you to get fluent in those? Because, I mean, to learn, you know, it's hard enough for a person to learn just one language. You know, you have, you know, two more under your belt. How long did it take for you to become fluent in those languages?
Well, actually, in Spanish, if I'm remembering correctly, it took me 9 months. No, it took me 6 months to learn the language. But, of course, to become absolutely fluent, it takes, I would say it took me a year or more. And in Italian, it took me a little longer. It took me 9 months to kind of grasp the language. And then it also, again, with the practice, I became a lot better. I'm not as fluent with the Italian as I am with Spanish because I don't have I don't practice it as much. Even though my husband is from Italy, in my home we speak English. At least he speaks English with me, and he speaks Italian with our daughter. But mm-hmm. in this household, there are four languages that go around. So I better know something. And everybody had better know my language. So, but, you know, it was quite an experience learning the languages. And as I tell everyone, if you want to learn a language, you have to live in the country where it is spoken, which is what I did. And it makes it so much easier than picking up a book or putting on the tapes.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. All right, let's listen to another song. This one is Together Yet Alone. And what's your story behind? What's
well,
your story behind that one?
Okay. You know,
sounds like a good one.
Well, you know, every now and then we all go through those very special moments during our relationship where the person who you love most, you just want to strangle them.
Okay.
And you have to go to your mutual corners for a while, and that's what that song is all about. And I guess the title itself says it: you're together, yet alone.
So
you find that moment that it is best to okay. Now this it's time to finish this. Let's get it together again. So
okay, together. Okay, this is Together Yet Alone.
The time our lives were one, love that made our hearts beat in harmony. How love can fade and sadly leave you together, yet alone. Heart fires do burn brightly, passion that we have we want to flame. Scorched hearts are all we will wind up with. Together, yet alone. How we long for the times that we had. Sadly, now they're gone. Those were times that, frankly, were not so bad. Our love was aglow. Oh, darling, darling, you filled the day with endless thoughts. While none ever seem to be of me, there's no space for me to share with you, dear. Together, just alone. sadly now they're gone. Those were times that frankly were not so bad. Our love was a glow. Oh darling, darling, you fill the day with endless thoughts, while none ever seemed to be of me. There's no space for me to share with you, dear. Together, just alone. Together yet alone. Together yet alone.
Ooh, listen to that saxophone.
No, well, actually, that was a flugelhorn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a flugelhorn, and it was none other than Mr. Ira Sullivan.
Okay.
He's quite a giant.
All right. Another review of your music reads, her performance evokes the vocal styling of Ella Fitzgerald, Peggy Lee, and Billie Holiday, and the flamboyance of none other than Josephine Baker. Very nice.
Oh, thank you.
Very nice.
The Josephine Baker, yes, quite the flamboyant woman. I guess I can say, I can admit, yes, I'm very much out there when I'm on stage. And when you mentioned the thing about the gold gown, the audiences who are familiar with me, they expect to see really beautiful pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, nowadays I find that many of the younger artists, though extremely talented they are, I think sometimes the wardrobe is a lot more casual than what I would appear on stage wearing.
Mm-hmm.
So, besides, okay. I'm just a clothes horse anyway. I admit that. But
being in the modeling industry, it kind of puts you there.
Yes, it certainly does. Love the clothes. I don't know about you, but I, you know, it's always that thing. I have nothing to wear, and every time I have to appear someplace, I always want to have something new. Not all the time can I, but I like to try. And depending on the event, I have to always give the audience what they like to see.
Mm-hmm.
So the clothes are a part of all of that.
Well, the pictures that I found of you were just beautiful, just beautiful. And, you know, and I thought by you being a model, I thought you were tall because I'm 5'11", and
oh.
I thought you were tall as well. And but, if you want to see some of her beautiful pictures, just go to her website, www.pauletteDozier.com. And you can Google her images as well, and that's how I found the gown when I did that.
Okay.
Yeah. Beautiful,
well,
beautiful.
I'm sure that that more pictures will be going up, and maybe I'll have my promoter send you some new shots.
All right. That'll work.
Okay.
Now, I want to ask you about your voiceover work. What do you do voiceovers for? What have you done?
Well, I do, basically anything that they ask me to do. And I've Nordstrom's, when the new Nordstrom stores opened, I've done voiceovers for that. And I had to do something for Burger King in the past. But it's for mainly radio work.
Okay.
Yes, and I've also done something for Haagen-Dazs, and believe me, I must admit, they picked the right voice, because for the type of ad they were promoting, it required a deep sound like I have. You know, Haagen-Dazs is a very delicious ice cream, and I'm going to just do what I had to do for that. It was Haagen-Dazs. Without the giggling.
Oh man.
Haagen-Dazs. And actually the ad agency, they called me and told me, they said, you know that that radio station is playing that ad for more, it's giving it more spots because everybody likes to hear that. So you see how
And that's all you said?
Oh, yeah.
That was all you said?
Oh. And they sold a lot.
Was you eating the ice cream while you was doing it? Oh,
pardon?
Man. I was asking, was you eating any ice cream while you were doing it? Because that is some good ice cream.
Well, no, I wasn't eating ice cream. And, in fact, it was early in the morning in a studio, and I had to put myself in character.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad, and I know that they were quite glad that I put myself where I did, in my own special little place.
Wow. Okay, and then you answered my next question because I was going to ask if we've heard you on TV. But I guess
well,
you haven't done any.
Well, I also do a lot of commercials. I do a lot of lifestyle commercials. And, in fact, one of my national commercials that I believe is still running, and I certainly hope so, is the Visit Florida commercial. That's going now. But I do a lot of things, some things for tax purposes, where I have tax problems. I have money problems. Sometimes I've been a lawyer. Other times I've been a judge. But I'm thinking, okay, now I certainly hope people understand that I am an actress, because if I'm not, I have a lot of problems in my life. Maybe if they see me on TV telling them, oh, well, I had this problem with my taxes, but these guys came to the rescue. But, yes, you may have seen me in some things on television.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I like the title of this next song. Does anybody really know what time it is?
Well, you know, that's a famous, a well-known tune by Chicago, the group. And that was actually just one of my favorite songs of all times when I was growing up. And I had always wanted to record that tune, that one together with Saturday in the Park, which is another Chicago tune. And I did have that one on this CD. So this was my opportunity, and I took a stab at it.
Okay. Does anybody really know what time it is?
A man came up to me and asked me what the time was that was on my watch. And I said, does anybody really know what time it is? Does anybody really care? If so, I can't imagine why. We've all got time enough to cry. And I was walking down the street one day. A pretty lady looked at me and said, her diamond watch had stopped cold dead. And I said, yes, I said, does anybody really know what time it is? Does anybody really care? If so, I can't imagine why. We've all got time enough to cry. And I was walking down the street one day, being pushed and shoved by people trying to be the clock. Oh, so I just don't know. I just don't know. And I swear, does anybody really know what time it is? Does anybody really, really care? If so, I can't imagine why. We've both got time enough to cry.
time it is? Does anybody really, really care? If so, I can't imagine why. We've all got time enough to cry. Yes, we do. Does anybody really know what time it is? Does anybody really, really care? If so, I can't imagine why. We've all got time enough to die.
Does anybody really know what time it is? Very nice. That's from Paulette's Over and Over Again CD. Very nice. Now, Paulette, you mentioned that your daughter is playing the flute.
Yes.
And you gave her your saxophone.
Yes, I gave her my saxophone. But she started out with the flute, and the saxophone was just a second desire, I guess. And in fact, she plays with me on this CD on the tune All of Me. Her name, by the way, is Domenica Fossati.
And, okay.
Quite a talented young lady, I must say. And I'm her, I'm not saying it just because I'm her mom, but she
uh-huh.
is.
She
recently got her master's at NYU in music performance, and now she's all about town there in the Big Apple. So she really is a quite talented lady, and the proof is on that tune. And you
just took that question right out of my mouth, because that's what I was going to ask you, if she's playing with you, how old she was, and if she was playing with you.
Okay, now Terry.
Yeah. Yes. You don't not have to tell me how old she is. No.
Well, I already said she got her master's, so
right,
she couldn't have
right.
gotten it at 15. But,
well, you answered the question before I could ask it, so I was like, oh, okay.
She had a birthday, in fact, yesterday, so that makes her 1 year older, and I guess me too, a little bit more.
Well,
but,
great.
Yes.
Well, that's great that she can perform with you. That's good.
Well, I do. I occasionally try to bring her on board whenever I can, but her music preference is very different from mine. She's quite the skilled musician. Any type of music you put in front of her, she can read, but she's more of a new music kind of person. That's I don't know if you're familiar with the genre of new music, but that's the direction that she's going in. She does a lot of Afrobeat, but, you know, whenever I can, I bring her on over to the jazz side.
Okay. All right, so tell us what's coming up next for you.
Well, we're actually trying to, my promoter, he's preparing to put me back out there on another, quote, cornbread tour, but to do a lot of other places. And in fact, the reason why we gave it that title is because these will be small, intimate venues, such as the one that we did in Atlanta at Studio 281, and then also the place in Greenville, in the Brown Street Club. Very small, intimate places that may hold 75 to 100 people, but I'm there connecting with my audience. And this time, we're going to be headed Chicago-bound.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So we'll be making those stops along the way. The most difficult part about this is whenever you have to do the, quote, one-nighters, those are a bit hard, not only because it works on your stamina, but also I don't even get a chance to visit the towns that I'm
Yeah. What about any West Coast shows coming up?
No, actually, you mean out in California?
California, Las Vegas. I'm in Las Vegas.
Oh, you're in Vegas. That's right. You certainly are. Well, we would like to head out that way also. So I wouldn't be surprised if that was on the list.
Okay.
But, that's what we're planning on doing, getting back on the road for another cornbread tour. Wherever it is cold, those are the places we will be avoiding until it warms up.
You don't like cold weather, huh?
Hence the reason of heading towards New York City in the summertime.
Okay.
Oh, yes. After I was nipped by that the tropical bug when I lived in Venezuela. I had to move to a place where it had the same kind of climate, in Miami. There's no place like Miami.
Okay. Now, Paulette, with your permission, I would like to feature your CD on another show that I have called Jazz Queen Presents and play it in its entirety.
Oh, well, you do definitely have my permission, and thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And I want to thank Sam for introducing me to you. Thank you, Sam, if he's listening.
Well,
thank you.
Yes, Sam Gunning, he is of PS Promotions. He's my promoter, and I must say he does a really fine job. And I'd like to throw a thank you in there, too, to him.
And I want you to know that I'm getting some really good comments from the chat room about your music. Be Encouraged Radio says the music is great, and everybody is agreeing that, you know, they like the music and they are enjoying listening to it.
Well, I'm glad that they are, and I hope that I will be going to the town where any of these people are listening and that they can come on out. And they can also join my friends group on Facebook.
Okay. I will look you up and send you a request.
Okay. All righty, then. Definitely. I'll look for it. But may I
All
ask
right.
you one thing? I heard I hear someone else every now and then sneaking in there. Who is this?
That is Mike Reynolds, my co-host.
Okay, Mike. See, I didn't get that. But
you
I
didn't
think...
get it.
She's just keeping you a secret.
My apologies. I thought I introduced him. I'm sorry.
Well, hi, Mike.
How are you today?
I'm great.
Yes, yes.
I really enjoyed it.
I'm enjoying your music. Yes, I'm really enjoying your music.
And I enjoyed this interview. It really.
And I don't mind staying in the background now. I don't mind staying in the background, you know, so.
So okay.
If people keep me in the background, that is okay, you know, but it's all good.
Okay, then, okay.
You know, I can sneak in there and ask a couple of questions here and there, you know.
Okay, that's good enough. That's good.
Yeah, too funny.
Oh, well, Paulette, thank you so much for the opportunity to speak with you, as we have enjoyed you very much. Thank you.
Well, thanks to you, Terry, again, and hopefully we'll be out there in Vegas very soon.
Hopefully, yes, yes. I will definitely come and see you.
All righty, then.
All right. Thank you again. You have a great day, and thanks again to Sam.
Okay, I certainly will let him know.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. Okay.
You're welcome. All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, that was Ms. Paulette Dozier. Her CD is called Over and Over Again. You can check her out on her website. I just posted it in the chat room, but it is www.paulette.com. Dozier, DOZIER.com.
Yes.
All right.
She's very, very diverse. I mean, she does everything, dancing, acting, voiceovers. She has two degrees. I mean, wow, she's just very, very multi-talented. And then she's trilingual, too. Oh, my goodness, wow.
Yes. And I love her voice.
I don't have that much energy to go through all of that. That's too much energy.
She
makes
most motivated.
Oh, my goodness.
Most motivated people seem... lazy.
Yeah, she's very, very talented lady. And again, Sam Gunning, thank you so much for introducing me to her. That's, you know, what Mike and I try to do on this show is introduce the listeners to artists that they may never have heard of before. And, you know, I came across her and contacted Sam, and, you know, we talked about her and definitely, you know, wanted her on the show just to, you know, give her some additional promotion because that's what we like to do. And so, yeah, I'm glad that we got a chance to talk to her.
Yes.
Definitely. So I just want to say again, for those of you that came in late, about Teddy Pendergrass, he is in the hospital, and he's been in the hospital for about a month. And so we're just asking that you send out your prayers and thoughts and all of that good energy for him so that he will get well soon. Gosh, I remember back in the day listening to Teddy Pendergrass songs, Turn Off the Lights. So we wish him well. Wish him well. All right. So, Mike, we have 8 minutes left. What's coming up next for you? What are you? Are you just hanging out today, relaxing because you partied all night last
night? Right. I partied all night last night. The day I'm just getting, give me some rest. You know, calling to the show, just And after, once I hang up, I'm going to take me a nap, okay? Because I am tired. I am tired. I'm not as young as I thought I was, you know, so I need me a nap now, you know, basically.
What
but
time
no,
did you get home?
About 4 o'clock, 4:30. Yeah,
wow.
About 4:30 a.m. So I like, woke up and got ready for the show and everything. But everything else. But next week, I'm going to be checking out some more jazz acts. And I know that Paul, not Paul, but Peter White and Mindy Abear, they're going to be at the Birchmere on the 13th of August at the Birchmere. And Bonnie James is going to be here on the 22nd. So I'll probably go see that show with Peter White and Mindy Abear at the Birchmere.
Okay. All right. And speaking of shows, next week we have saxophonist Michael Linton will be on next Saturday. And trumpetist Cindy Bradley will be on Sunday, next Sunday. So you want to tune in for those shows. Again, I want to thank all of the listeners for helping Talking Smooth Jazz reach the 10,000 listen mark. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And you can sign up for our newsletter. Send me an email to talkingsmoothjazz@yahoo.com. I have a newsletter now, Gary. So we sent the first one out this month, and September's goes out at the end of the month. So you can sign up.
Again?
I'm sorry?
How do we sign up for the newsletter again?
TalkingSmoothJazz@yahoo.com. Just send me your name and email address, and I will put you on the list for next month's newsletter.
Yes, and then each month we have an independent artist that we feature each month.
Yes.
And
September is going to be Antoine Smith, the keyboardist Antoine Smith. He will be featured. And, you know, I got to get Brian Culberson in there somewhere, somehow.
Again?
He may just
every
take
day.
Up the – hello?
You're going to get a
hello?
Whole extra email just for Brian.
He may take up the whole newsletter, just Brian Culberson, the whole newsletter. What?
Yeah, she is a Brian Culberson. She is a Brian Culberson super fan, okay? She's not just a fan.
She turned me. Enter me into
okay.
Brian fanboy as well. In fact, the second most listened to artist in my my playlist is Brian now. So.
Oh, I love him. I just love him. Do I talk about him too much? Is that what you guys are telling me?
Not too much. Just a tad bit, but not too much. You know, I mean, you. Oh my goodness, Brian Culberson, everywhere he's at.
Okay, well, it's not gonna stop. I'm gonna tell you now.
Yes. I met Brian at the Burst Jazz Festival, and I told him that Terry said hi. And he looked around and said, "Is she here? Is she here?" I said, "No, she's not here." I guess he was like, "Whew, you know, this lady everywhere I met." You
oh,
know?
Please.
Oh, man, yes.
That's
all
wrong.
Brian,
like,
yes.
You are wrong. That's
yeah,
wrong.
No,
that's
it's
so,
cool. It's cool.
That's so wrong. I'm a huge fan. That's all. I don't know. What can I say? I'm a fan. I just love it.
It's a little beyond fan.
Okay, I'm not obsessed,
Gary. You are the leader. You are the leader of the fans.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, she's leader of the pack. Yes, she is.
Gary, it is so nice to have you back on the show. Thank you for calling in. I truly enjoyed it, and I'm definitely going to be calling you after the show to catch up with you.
That would be awesome, and I appreciate you having me back on. I know I've been gone for a long time, and I actually have to apologize for kind of leaving you. You know, on sudden notice, and even today, calling at the last minute and saying, "Hey, can I stop by?" So, I really appreciate it, and I've actually enjoyed it. And like I said earlier, Paulette has a very beautiful voice.
All right, so Mike is going to go take a nap, get rejuvenated, because he's probably going to go out again tonight.
Well, tonight I'm going. I may wake up later on and go see G.I. Joe. I have to see G.I. Joe. I'm an old cartoon head. I love my old cartoons. So I have to go see these. Yes, because, you know, they're making all my old cartoons into movies now, so I have to go check those out, you know.
Oh, okay. All right. So I have a new show opener and that I'm going to close the show with, actually, so you guys can hear it. It is done by Tim Garrison, and Tim is an online personality. He is a DJ at the Smooth Jazz Station here in Las Vegas, and I have been wanting him to do my show opener for a while, and I finally caught up with him, and he agreed to do it. So I'm going to close the show with my brand-new show opener. He has a sexy voice, ladies. You're going to love it. So this is the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And Gary, and we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you next week. Have a smooth day.
If it's smooth jazz,
then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.